بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We had begun the discussion of the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله الواسع. And when you call out to Allah تبارك وتعالى, then you say يا واسع يا فتاح يا عليم. Al-Wasi'u, the attribute of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the meaning of which is the all-encompassing. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala encompasses everything within His knowledge. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is all-informed. Allah Ta'ala encompasses everything in His rahmat, in His mercy. وَرَحْمَتِ وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That every single creation of Allah Tabarak Wa Ta'ala is moving, is living, to the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the sustenance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This what we are speaking, we call them maghibat. These are the imani mudakara. A person has to speak about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala over and over again till Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's ma'rifat, till Allah Ta'ala's existence comes into the heart. Allah Ta'ala is there. Allah here. Allah is. Allah was. Allah will always be there. Allah naziri. Allah Hadiri, Allah Sami'i, Allah is listening to me, Allah is looking at me, it becomes a reality. And we speak about it so much that it becomes a reality. This is Iman. This is Iman, and this is something very, very important. To make the mudhakara of Iman, to check whether my Iman is there or not. Because we take it to be, I have Iman. I'm a Muslim, I'm a mu'min, but am I really believing? Do I really believe in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? As I ought to believe in Allah. Not as I want to believe. As I ought to believe in Allah, am I believing in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? That is why in Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. O people of Iman, aminu, believe in Allah. Allah is addressing the people of Iman. Check your Iman, check your Iman. And Hazrat explained so beautifully, subhanAllah. He said, how do you check our Iman? A person is traveling, how he checks his passport? Every step, every now and then he's checking his pocket. Left the house, got your passport. Check in the bag, check in his pocket. Gets off the car, again he checks his passport. When he's checking in, gives his passport there. Before boarding, passport again. Sitting in the plane, passport again. As if now this is my ticket to Jannah. This. I need my passport all the time. Every move, every step, checking in, departing, landing, checking in, checking out. Whether it's the airport, whether it's the hotel, everywhere he goes, he's checking passport, passport, passport. Hazrat said, do we check our passport to Jannah like that every day? Allah is my Iman there. We really have Iman. Have Iman. For just Salah, I won't be missed. I won't be late for Salah. Allah is calling. What Iman says, believe now. Success is there. Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-salah. Rush now. So this is the check of Iman. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Allah says, O people of Iman, check your Iman in Allah, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the day of Qiyamah. Is your Iman really there? Was it just now? I got it, is okay. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, it was a daily check of Iman. Is my Iman as it Allah Ta'ala desires it to be? As Allah explained to us, aka Iman mawjood, aka Iman matloob. One is the Iman that is mawjood, that is prevalent in my life right now. Is that Iman strong enough for me to get one piece of roti through two rakats of salah? Sahaba Ikram, through two rakats of salah, they were moving clouds. Two rakats of salah, mashallah, they were getting their rosy sustenance. So my two rakats of salah have taught my children better. If you want anything from Allah, two rakats salah. Not that you have to go to school. If you don't go, what's going to happen to you? Mother will see also. You don't go, what will happen to you? So Iman is not right, what will happen to you? You don't learn your du'as of Iman. These kalimas we learn, that you learn in Maktab that time. Awal kalima, doyam kalima, soyam kalima. Now they learn it better. Kalima shahada, kalima tawheed, kalima tamjeed. This Mufti Ibrahim Saladi Sahab, from Barakatuh, says this muzakara should be done every night before the child sleeps. Mother should sit with the child in the room, read your first kalima, second kalima, third kalima. Oh, kalima tawheed, kalima shahada. The child will remember this, renewing his Iman every night before he sleeps. So this Iman, whether really I have it, that I feel the presence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Yes, iman fluctuates depending on the mahol, depending on the environment, depending on the effort of iman. So one is iman-e-mawjood, the iman that I have right now, is that iman sufficient for me to refrain from sins, for me to recognize Allah, to feel the presence of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or am I just being with the flow? I'm just going, oh, is it there that I believe in Allah? Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. وَإِذَا قِيلٌ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. And when, unfortunately, some people will say about iman, the amal of iman, they say too heavy. Your maslas are too heavy, fatwas are too heavy. There's iman all the time. Take a break, have a holiday, they do it. They chill out, take a break. This was what the kuffar used to say. وَإِذَا قِيلٌ it was said to them, the munafiqeen and the kuffar, آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. That believe, like how the people believe. Here, Nasifat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they believe like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, qalu, they would say, anu'minu kama amana sufaha, that we believe like these fools, na'uzu billah. Should we believe like these fools? Take it easy a little bit. But Allah, innam humus sufaha, Allah says, listen, they are the fools. Walakin la ya'alamun, they don't even realize it also. They don't even realize it also, that what they are saying also. So iman has a reality. Iman has a reality. This we're discussing every week about the name of Allah. This has to come into the crevices of our heart. To believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and all his sifat, and everything is happening in the world, including myself, is happening by the command of Allah, by the will of Allah, and I should also lead my life according to the dictates of Sharia. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explaining the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Al-Wasi'u? Al-Wasi'u, the one that encompasses everything, has created the heavens whose vastness cannot be comprehended. The galaxies cannot be measured. Besides a few stars, no one can even measure the width and breadth of the remaining ones. Those measurements which men lay claim to, scientists are there, they lay claim now. We found this, the certain planet, a dwarf planet, and we estimate it so big and so far away. All these are only estimates. Those measurements which men lay claim to is also uncertain and inconclusive. Nobody knows the beginning and the end of these stars. It's only in the knowledge of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's knowledge encompasses everything. Nobody can tell us the width of the epicenter of these galaxies. The extent of the length and breadth of the atmosphere which we experience every day cannot be estimated by us. None can say how wide or long it is. It's only in the knowledge of the one that created it, Jalla Jalaluhu. Leave alone this, we cannot even measure the size of the mountains, their total length and breadth, even though they are found on the very same earth upon which we walk. How deep the oceans, how much in the oceans, inside must say now we came to the bottom of it. Then too we found something deeper than that. We reached the heights of it, and then he found something higher than that. Now he's baffled. We thought now we've got everything checked. Like how Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in the aeroplane, and then he met one scientist over there, and the scientist asked him also, that you Muslims claim that you'll have the Quran, and you'll have your people's religion. But tell us, what have you all contributed to mankind? What is there? What have you all achieved? Hazrat asked him, what have you all achieved? He said, we went to the moon. When the astronauts, we sent them over there, and they walked in the moon, etc. They brought some samples from the moon, etc. So Mufti Shafi Sahib told him, only they you all reached till the moon. He said, what about we all? He said, we reached the creator of the moon. We have gone right to the creator. Just stop there. And you're taking pride over that. We were right to the creator of the moon, the one that made the moon and put the light in the moon. And the one that is fully control of the moon, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to collect there, now we're so overwhelmed. And unfortunately, the children also are going to all these institutions, teaching them now Darwin's theory of evolution. That your forefathers came from monkeys, and they have to learn it. To pass the exam, they would write the paper also. All these environments of non-imani environments. Now 6, 7, 8 hours in a day, they're listening to everything besides Allah. And in the qabr, the first question, Mar Rabbuk. 8 hours again every day is, who is any about? Ghayrullah. Rabban Ghayruk, Mar Rabbuk, who is Allah? But so much invested, so much of school fees, so much of homework, so much of this and so much of that, to learn everything besides whom Allah is. And the first question he goes in the qabr, better, Allah is going to ask you first in the qabr, who is your Rabb? Allah is going to ask you how many A's you have.
And how much? And this ajeeb. وَلَا تَتَمَنُّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Read tafsir, my dear brothers. وَلَا تَتَمَنُّوا. Allah openly declares, don't even have tamanna. Don't even desire. Don't even have hope of that which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given virtue of some of you over others. Don't even desire that. Ibn Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, Ma'arif al-Quran explains, don't have desire for those things which Allah Ta'ala has solely in His control, and Allah Pak has distributed from His treasure. Don't even desire that. Is that in your control? And He enlists them, all those things that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given virtue over some over others. Don't break your back, don't waste your existence, don't waste your life, don't waste your time. Put your time, put your resources, put your iman where it should be. And he says things like Allah Ta'ala distributed in the creation, whether it be beauty, fairness, complexion, now to be so fair like that one. Allah Ta'ala didn't make me so fair, so I got Allah the makeup so I look like that one. That in your control. Allah Ta'ala made you like that. Be happy with the taqseem of Allah. But the distribution of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He's so tall, she's so short, I'm so short, I want to be taller. Whole life is coming out like that. Oh, Hazrat says, when it comes to even sustenance also, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has already distributed. Distribution has taken place already, how much you're going to eat? And how much you're going to earn? But now I'm working so hard to make it like that person. To make it like, where's the effort should be made to please my Allah so much, Allah gives me barakat. But I'm working so hard to make it like that big person like that. Let's make it big like him. Allah has distributed. Is that in your hands? Is that in your hands whatsoever? Is that according to your knowledge? Is it according to your amal and your iman? This Fir'aun and Harun and Qarun had this. That according to my innama utituhu ala ilmin indi, according to my knowledge, I've earned all of this. It wasn't according to his knowledge. He had pride over this because I made it. He made it, Allah Ta'ala says, sunk him. Allah Ta'ala sunk him in the earth and all his treasures. Allah Ta'ala gives it according to intelligence, how sharp it is, how intelligent he is. I made the deal, I did this. And then he loses like that also. Allah Ta'ala shows him it wasn't your intelligence, wasn't your hunar, wasn't your expertise. It was only the fazl of Allah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُوتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Only the fazl of Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives who he wants to. Now why Allah Ta'ala gave you also? Why Allah Ta'ala gave you? Because somebody in your family maybe. Oh, because of some dua of your parent. It's not because of your intelligence. Yes, you might think now because of, but you don't know who's the hand behind it. Whose dua is carrying you? Whose cry is carrying you? Khidmat for the parents. Maybe a child, like one Jamaat met that one brother in America. And he was a highly qualified engineer. And pushing his child in a wheelchair, handicapped child. So they met him, he made salam with them. And asked, brother, what's your calling, what are you doing? He said, I'm an engineer, very highly qualified engineer. Where are you working right now? I was working for Boeing, but retrenched me because they can't afford me. Subhanallah. Such a big degree, insan can't pay him also. So how are you coming out every month? Such a big degree you have, but how are you coming out? He looked at his handicapped child. He said, we're coming out on his grant. We're coming out on his grant. Child can't work. No degree. Allah is sending it. How Allah sends it? Because of who and why? What's the reason? Allah Ta'ala has his reasons behind it. So Quran says, don't even desire it also. Don't even desire it. Allah Ta'ala has already distributed. What do you have to do? Bring iman in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And subhanallah, as it explained also, when you will bring iman, we will believe in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, as you ought to believe in Allah, and do the amal of iman, how iman will be revived? By speaking about Allah. When we're giving da'wah, speaking to the children. Simple things, the breakfast, the sarkhan. Then why beta, who gave the milk? He said, the cow. Who gave the cow the milk? Now he's thinking. Explain to him. Allah Ta'ala's entire system. Green grass, red blood, in between. And then you have the dung of the animal. And between all of that, Allah Ta'ala gave us milk. Allah gave us the milk. Allah put the taste in the food. Allah Ta'ala gave you the tongue. Allah Ta'ala put the taste in your tongue. They're going to speak about that iman. That is why ulama said that 8 hours of ghairullah. 8 hours of everything besides Allah. How we're going to take it out from our hands and the child's heart, we don't make ta'lim at all. If we don't come for the majalis, we don't go in the path of Allah, we don't speak about Allah, how is this going to come out? How are we going to answer in the qabr? when that person was passing away, and the last words, do paisa, do paisa, do paisa, do paisa. Whole life came out in 2 paisa. How we say, Gena Pagati, come inside, come inside, come inside. So whole life came out like that. Whole life came out like that. Whole life came out on the phone, children listening in the car, so father speaking, boss, how's it, what's happening? What's the latest? What's the next investment? What's happening? Child was speaking like that. Child was speaking. He's too picking up like that. Yeah, one day I want to become a boss also. But Allah won't ask in the qabr, who's the boss? The boss is Allah. Wasn't that person, wasn't you? So to speak with humility, to speak with humbleness also, that the children will learn how to speak correctly. It's all going to do with the tongue, my dear brother. That's the first now entrance for iman to come into the heart is the tongue. How we're saying it and how we're speaking it. And when the iman effort will take place, iman will come through da'wah to speak about Allah. Muzakara of iman. This has to take place every day. And our Kabir will say 25 times a day, speak about Allah. If you can't make it 25, make it 10, make it 5. But at least speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ajib, you say, ask the vendor outside, selling some potatoes and tomatoes. Ask him about his business and see how long he won't speak. But ask a mu'min, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that believes in Allah, believes in the unseen. Tell him, speak 2 minutes about Allah. What do you say? I can't give bayan. I can't give bayan. But khidmat I can make. Khidmat of my own pet and my stomach that I can make. But don't give me the bayan. I can't speak about Allah. But boss, speak about business. Yes, now you're talking. That I can speak. But Allah, I can't speak about. High of souls, how can that be? That so much love for dunya, I can speak so much. And I can move so many things. But for my Allah, I can't speak. I can't take out 2 minutes to speak to my children or to speak. Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahimullah, he used to go to the jungles of Dioban and speak to the trees. He used to speak to the trees about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To Allah upon his heart, Allah upon his tongue. What an orator he became. Khutubat Hakim al-Ummah, Hakim al-Islam. His whole bayans have been transcribed also now. So this we have to speak because the dunya wants us to speak about dunya. We have to make the crowd. We have to go against the grain. Speak about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Sit in the majalis, hear about the talks of deen. Till the love of Allah comes in the heart, the body of Allah comes in the heart. I want to speak about Allah. That's why Hazrat says, unfortunately, when you're sitting in a gathering also, sitting in a gathering of friends, and if you want to disperse the gathering, start talking about deen. Then you say, I'll all go quiet. Then they feel like, oh, you're attacking me now. Are you talking about me something? Then he says, now everybody will have an allergic reaction now. Now, you know, I just got to go to the bathroom. We got to take a call. Just talk about deen. And all become uncomfortable, unfortunately. The sahaba ikram is a normal thing. When they would meet one another, then najlis sa'atan ujaddidu imanana. They sit a little while and refresh in our iman. That was normal amongst them. Today it's become something which is abnormal. Where will stand this, my dear brothers? On small scale. Speaking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Even speak to yourself also. Speak to yourself in the car. Now we're so busy with the cell phone, we don't get time to speak. We speak into the cell phone. If we get time, speak to yourself also. That who gave me my eyes? Who's doing all this around me? And say, Allah. Allah, you're doing it. Speak to Allah. Only Faruq Makki Sahib, the Barakatuh, being in Gashuddin. Alhamdulillah, one time in Makkah Mukarramah. And I won't forget, as we entered the haram, it was busy. It was the month of Ramadan also. And the entire day making gush. And as we entered the haram Sharif, it was all busy that time. That time people used to make wuzu. The Zamzam also was part of the mataf. And water everywhere, people making wuzu here and there. And as he walked in, I still remember, he caught my hand, he squeezed it. Allahu Akbar, Allah Talata. So Allah is a great, Allah is controlling the entire haram. Everything in the hands of my Allah. What yaqeen, what conviction, he said it, it hit the heart. So how that to come into the heart? Allah is doing everything. We have to think it, we have to say it, we have to make the dhikr of Allah. When we will do this whole muzakara of iman, the iman will come into the heart. Iman will come into the heart how I ought to believe in my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That one day I have to meet Allah. I'm only a musafir in this world. I'm just on a holiday here right now. The real place now is Jannat. Real place is Jannat where I'm going to. This is just now, what they say, Musafir Khana. Like Musafir Khana here, this passing through. That I can't dwell everything up in my life. My house, my car, everything will be perfected. Service will be 100%. House will be 100%. Ajib. Just last week, Alhamdulillah, we were having meals. Mani Shabi Saludu Sam, Abdul Hamid Sam, sitting together. And the place we were eating, what a plush place. What Ishabi Sahib mentioned to Hazrat, he said, Moana, I heard from Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, as Hakim Sahib said, that don't make your house so beautiful and so nice that the heart doesn't relieve it. Don't make the house so beautiful and so comfortable that the heart doesn't relieve it. Make it just comfortable enough. Just good enough to pass your worldly life. Don't make it so beautiful that the heart is stuck to the house. I love my home. I love my kitchen. I love my bathroom. Don't you leave it. He said, don't make the house so smart. Don't make it so comfortable. Leave something here and there, not done. Some dark area here or there, which is not fixed up. Right? So then the heart comes out. Leave it like that. Yes, maintenance we got to do. Something falling apart. Yes. Or one patch here and there, no problem. And one doubt we had there, when we were in Hazrat last week, that house was so simple, when I got out of the car also, even the windows were covered with some plastic also. Absolutely simple house. The place, the area we were eating also, just behind us was freezers and all that. And here you got now big ulama of, we say international ulama, Abdul Hamid Sahib, Ali Shabir Sahib, and other principles of Darul Ulum sitting in there having meals there, even subhanallah, even there are no dishing platters. Dishing bowls, the bowls that we have to have a porridge in the morning, they have served food in that. Little bit of curry there, little bit of rice there, etc. Hazrat sat down, he says, the best da'wah they had. Best da'wah they had till those, the best da'wah they had thus far. Closest to the style in the home of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So much enjoyment sitting over here, nothing flashy at all whatsoever. Oh, please. But the relish and the enjoyment, Hazrat says, we get enjoyment in this. Everything else is all dolled up. He says, this is like Sahaba Ikram, this is how they lived. This is what they enjoy. This is Iman. Innal badadata min al Iman. Simplicity is part of Iman. Simplicity is part of Iman. Now we're doing so much of shopping and everywhere else, we're getting further and further away. You want it 5-star, you want it like this, you want it like that. He said, don't make it so smart and so fancy that you feel difficult to leave it also. Maluk al-Maut will come, I don't want to leave my house. I love this place. I don't want to leave this place. Just make it good enough to pass your life. Alhamdulillah. He said, asal jaga, jannat hai, akhirat hai. Then Hazrat mentioned now, when you bring this type of iman in our life, we got problems. We can't even make out darkness from light anymore. This is the place of darkness or noor. The place I'm eating right now, takeaway, sitting here, intermingling, so much behayai, behsharam, women are not dressed, hair not covered. I'm looking, but I'm not feeling anything. Not even leave that. One apa told the ladies also. One apa, senior apa, pious apa told the ladies. He says, you all think now looking at ghair mahram, it's haram, you understand, it's haram. Looking at brother-in-law, looking at cousin, it's haram, impermissible. So she told him, even looking at sipo too is haram. But you know sipo, not that bar of soap now. Looking at that so-called indigenous African man, looking at the guard also, you can't look at him. Now you know, not attractive, so what's the... No, even that too you can't look at. So understand what Iman is about. So where there is noor and where there is darkness, now the barometer and the thermometer of the heart has gone so finished and so corrupt, we don't understand now. There is a place of noor or place of darkness. Because the Iman, the light of Iman has gone so dim, oh, we don't know whether it's gone off. What we feel now, my Iman is still there. I'm still okay. I'm still fine. Well, Ilyas ibn Rahimullah, as it mentioned, used to go to Mewat. And for 40 days sometimes, every day da'wat. Every day about Allah. 3-4 hours in tahajjud. Dhikr 5 hours sometime. The whole day mulaqat. And then after the 40 days, you will come back to Markaz and you feel darkness in his heart. You will go to Raipur 3-4 days. Sit there 3 days only in dhikr of Allah. To clear the darkness from the heart. They could feel it. Today I don't even feel anything. So as I mentioned to us, he says, once this Iman, this effect of Iman will come, Ya Allah, is my Iman really as it ought to be right now? What is Iman about? The Iman of Sahaba, simplicity, the Amal of Iman. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyu alladheena amanu. Allahu waliyu alladheena amanu. Allah is a wali. Allah is a friend. Allah is a bosom friend. Allah is a guardian. Allah is a caretaker. Allah is a protector. Wali encompasses all his meaning. Allah says, I am your friend of who? Alladheena amanu. Those that have this Iman. Allah said, I am the friend of those that have iman in their hearts. And when Allah Ta'ala becomes the friend, then all our work is done. What Allah will do for us, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّرُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And Allah will take you out from the darknesses of dunya into the light, into nur. Now see, your life will become nurani. Now I understand this is darkness. To go and sit there is not, there's no nur in there. Allah will take me out from there. Although the friends are taking me that way, I'm the friend of Allah, Allah will divert me. Not a place for you to go sit over there, over this type of company, or to go to this place over here, take a walk over there, go to this gym and do these things over here. I can't give it up. But bring iman into our life, Allah says, I'll take you out from all those darknesses. As much as you have a passion for it also, but you'll come out from it. These jeans I can't wear anymore, t-shirt I can't wear anymore, put my wife on the street and walk, I can't put this. Take my children to these venues and these avenues and these menus and feed them. I'm only seeing darkness in there. I want to have a life of nur. And Hazrat says, in the life of nur, there'll be absolute relish. The way you will enjoy it, that all these darknesses out there, like Hazrat says, that person, he lost his gold coin. He lost his gold coin and he takes his lantern and he's looking outside. He's looking, goes under the street lamp. Somebody comes, but what happened? I lost my coin. So he's looking with him also, around the street light, here and there, put his torch on. He said, where you lost it? He said, in my room. I lost it in my room. Why are you looking here? No, there's no light over there. There's light over here. He said, where are you going to find something where is not there? There is no enjoyment in zulumat and darkness. But I'm still going there to find some enjoyment. And where there's enjoyment in nur, I don't feel enjoyment over there. So this is, now we've got to check our own hearts really, that how dark is my heart gone. Really check our hearts. Yalla, is it gone so dark, so black, that I can't see nur from zulumat and darkness. When iman, effort of iman will take place. When I speak about Allah, come for the majalis, have ta'aleem at home, go out in the path of Allah, and fill my week with the amal of hidayat and iman. That's what we're emphasizing every day. Ta'aleem is taking place in my masjid after Salatul Isha for that 5 minutes, for that 3 minutes. This is a majlis, this is a gathering of iman and nur right now. Sit there with this intention, Ya Allah, I'm reviving my iman, refreshing my iman. When he's speaking about iman, and then, jaddidu imanakum liqawli la ilaha illallah. Refreshen your iman by saying la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Make zikr every day. Make zikr every day, the nur of iman will come in the heart. This is imani amal. Now by refreshing the iman with la ilaha, Hazrat says to alhamdulillah, the Arabs, they have this habit still. Arab brothers, they still have this habit, anything they do. When they're standing up, and they're entering the masjid, they're going home, you find all the time, they're making dua. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, hayyakallah, barakallah fikum. He say, we just quiet. You don't make dua also, somebody else make dua, look at him. Don't act too pious. We're going on safar, a person making dua for me also, say, no, look at this guy. Person ate at my house making dua for me also, we feel like, make it a habit, make a mahol for children at home, make an environment of duas. They still have this in them all the time, make istighfar, la ilaha illallah. Nothing happens, shocking also, la ilaha illallah, la inna lillahi. Today, more than often, we mentioned before also, anything happens, we say, ish. Everything, say subhanallah, say alhamdulillah, it just comes out. It just comes out part of our language. So subhanallah. Anything is shocking, so ish, what happened? Say subhanallah, what happened? Inna lillahi. You're reviving your iman, connecting to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Once you connect, Allah will take us out from all these darknesses. Even though I don't want to come out. Hazrat says, you don't want to go into the dark room and start giving one bayan. The darkness, please leave. I've got a stick in my head, I'm going to hit you. He says, but nobody's going to do. Go anywhere. What do you want to do? Put the light on. Just put the light on. Put the light on, darkness will disappear. Now I want to fight my bad habits. I want to fight my nafs and shaitan. And I can't fight it. What I must do? Revive my iman. Work on my iman. Make my zikr every day. Learn my du'as every day. Sit in the halqas of iman. And so simple, Allah tabar wa ta'ala will take you out. Allah says, I promise you, I'm your wali, your friend, your guardian. I will take you out. More these darknesses into nur. And if you don't make the effort, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And if you join those that have kufr in their hearts, their environments, their places, their holiday making, their avenues, their menus, they like their lifestyle. We like how they're living it up. All his concepts, how they bring, I like all of that. Hazrat mentioned to us also, he said, when Alim wrote to him, a student of Deen wrote to him also, he said, I was shocked when I read this. He said, the Alim writes there, teaching in the madrasa, and the student writes to him, Hazrat, I'm studying in the madrasa, reading kitab, the seerat of Rasulullah, his lifestyle, and his simplicity, and what a life Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had, and he, what he went through in his worldly life, and reading the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what simplicity in their life, what men they were, that even tijarat, selling, commerce, buying, and doing business did not deter them and dhikrillah, and the remembrance of Allah. Could not take them away from the dhikr of Allah. That iman, they knew to put the brakes. More than that, Allah Ta'ala was with them. In the dhikr of Allah, iqamati salah wa itai zakah. When they came to salah, the dhikr of Allah, and discharging the zakah, nothing could take them away. And what was the reason? يَخَافُونَ. They had this fear of that day, تَتَقَلَّبُوا فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They had the day in front of them when the eyes and the hearts will be toppled over. Ya Allah, what will do on that day? Then my wealth won't help me. My family will be all alone. I'll be all alone. Hazrat says, the student writes to me and the alim writes to me. Hazrat, I'm sitting in class, I'm teaching. The student says, Hazrat, I'm sitting in class and I'm listening to different incidents. But my heart is still saying, I like what dunya people have. I want to be like them. I want to live it up like them. I want to move like them. I want a car like that. I want a house like that. And I want money like that. I want to go holidays like that. But he's studying the seerat. But my heart is not in it. As I say, I'm shocked. I can't believe it. Person studying the life of Rasulullah SAW but has no desire to be like him. They desire to be like Mr. So-and-so, like Mr. So-and-so. He said, what happened? So much of dark sitting in the class. They only Shabir Sahib said, Morana, leave sitting in the class and looking in the kitab. They got cell phone at the bottom. Because they brought darkness in the masjid, they brought darkness in the class also. The way that nur is going to come, they also now, that has become spoiled. Going in the path of Allah, khurud fi sabila, and jamaat also, they also cell phone till late at night. And you see, late at night, the youngsters are sitting, fajr namaz is gone, wake up zuhr time, mothers are crying. Can't wake up in the morning, wake up only after zuhr. Now it's fresh all at night. Fresh to do this, fresh to do that. Whole tertib of life has gone upside down because of the cell phone. So when a person will not make the effort of iman, there's no vacuum. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Then the traits of kufr will come. What the kufr like? What they want to do? And how they want to jump and how they want to play. They will say, well, it's more permissible. No guna, no sin. But is that the life of iman? What do you come for? What are we sent for in this worldly life? Then these questions will come. When the iman is weak, when the iman is strong, with the effort of iman, iman will come. All the darknesses will see the darkness. There's no benefit here. It's a dead investment. Like how we say in dunya, dead investment. Wasting our time over here. Let's put our time and our resources where we'll get some returns. Whether here or in akhirat, but we'll get something. So when a person will not make this effort, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and he will go towards the style of the kuffar, what they are doing, and how they enjoying themselves, so to say they enjoying themselves. Allah Pak says, أَوْلِيَاءُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And their friends, and their guardians, and their caretakers will be Taghut. Taghut is the title of Shaitan. Shaitan will befriend them. And what Shaitan will do, يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. He will take them out from Noor to darkness. Supposed to be Noor, but the whole Noori Amal also became darkness. Whole life became darkness. I can't even see. The Allah says, وَلَاِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. These are the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. And they will remain there forever. Already here is burning, and there also he will burn. So Ramadan is coming, my dear brother. Rajab is here already. What has passed. Now to put our thermometer on, put our gauges on right now. Ya Allah, become our friend. Allah says, I'm already your friend. Now you're going to make the effort of iman. For the iman to come into the heart. To make our tartib out. At least now to increase our Quran tilawat, our dhikr daily, our wazifas, our du'as. If we don't do it, then all dunya things will take over. Then shaitan will become our friend. Where we're supposed to be in nur right now, we're sitting in darkness. How we'll end up over here? We are supposed to be doing the right things and doing the wrong things. And then ulama say the first whoop Allah will use to put the banda right will be his wife's tongue. Take his sukoon away. In the house, there will be no sukoon also. The way must go. go to the masjid, but I can't make it to the masjid also. Life of darkness. Go somewhere else and relax. Go somewhere else and relax. But they also, there's darkness. Darkness upon darkness. Can't see the nur, can't see the light. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Allah Ta'ala give us to pray to make amal, inshaAllah. So we'll continue this next week. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with our kitab. Evil glances, which is darkness also. Love of his. The harms and the cures. And we see when he comes with evil glances and love of his, what darkness, such poison it is. Person can't see nur at all. Halal wife, he can't see her. You look at the haram. Where he's supposed to smile, then he can't smile. Where he's supposed to show a straight face, even the wife also. Where she's supposed to now have a straight voice, speaking on the phone, doesn't create some inclination in the person's heart. We taught in Quran that when a person speaks also, a woman speaks, if she has to speak to a ghair ma'aram, she has to speak with a gruff and a rough voice. فَيَتْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِ مَرَضُ Whereas a person who gets some sickness will come in his heart, she speaks so sweetly. So, and we find it, unfortunately, the woman when they're going shopping also, how they're flirting with the salesman, just to get a little bit of discount, but they discounted the iman. Discounted the sharam and haya. A few rands and cents over here. Just like that. And talking. And husband is there also. He doesn't even mind it. He tells him, you speak to him. You get a better discount than me. Ya Allah. Is that your Rabb? Just a few rands here and there. There's darkness. Is that nur? Husband can't even think straight also. So the method of coming out of love affairs from these darknesses, how do we come out to make the effort of iman? Hazrat explains, there are 6 points. We just read through them and then we'll explain them next week, inshallah. Those who are involved in love affairs, these are darknesses, and wish to come out of this trap but cannot do so, should act on the following 6 points. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, they will be freed. And he also, when it comes to the effort of iman, is that a once-off thing? It's hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given a command in Quran, wa'bud rabbak. There's no December for iman. There's no silly season. Now I can take it easy. Then I can take off the topi. I can take off the kurta. There's no take it easy season. Because when it comes to mawt, it can come anytime. Allah Ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'bud rabbak. O Nabi of Allah, wa'bud. Continue worshipping your Rabb. Continue worshipping your Rabb. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until yaqeen comes upon you. Yaqeen here refers to mot. O Nabi of Allah, there is no way you can go slow. Who is commanded? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by extension, the ummah. There is no time to take it easy. Now people will ask, a little bit fun we would have. Little? Sahaba ikram, how they had fun. When iman came, then all these things were fun for them. This was enjoyment for them. Now we've taken all other concepts. And we tasted that dark poison, the sweetness of it. The sweetness of it. So even we are not allowing ourselves to come into complete iman, not even allowing the kuffar to come into it. Because they're reading Quran now, these kuffar, translation. And they're asking, we read about Islam, but we don't see the Muslims. So somebody mentioned, if you want to see the Muslims, they're all in the Qabristan. Sahaba ikram, they're gone. There's only Quran left behind. Because you just like us also. Where you coming also? What we doing, you doing also? So there's no difference between us and you. So the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah would say, we're not coming into Iman and Islam completely, and we also became a barrier for them. He says like a box, it's a treasure box full of gold and silver, and but there's a snake sitting on top. So no benefit for the snake, doesn't allow anybody to benefit. He said, we have become the snakes now. Of Islam, that we're not benefiting ourselves, not allowing others to benefit also. They're not even coming into it. Then we find those that had this iman in them, subhanAllah, amongst us. Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Every domestic brought iman. Every domestic, they worked for Marana in his home, they found the nur in the house, they also accepted Islam. One Jamaat went recently, one foreign country also, Mustorat Jamaat, I remember clearly, they say six domestics, Mustorat, they stay in the houses. So I think six or three of domestics became Muslim just seeing the amal of this Jamaat. Imani amal. Just on that, nur came into their heart. Iman and nur came into their heart.
So those say the 6 points, Allah Ta'ala will assist the person to come out of these darknesses. Use the courage which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given. As you're using the courage in the wrong way, use it in the right way. The second point, supplicate to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, make dua to Allah Tabarak Wa Ta'ala to grant you courage. To give up this sin, but sometimes we're so involved, now he doesn't want to give it up, doesn't want to make dua also. Thirdly, ask special servants of Allah, the friends of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, especially one spiritual mentor and sheikh and guide, or one with whom you consult to make dua for one to attain courage. Then Allah Ta'ala gives me the himmat to fight this, to come out of it. Number four, and Hazrat says, here many people don't want to tell the sheikh also. Why? What do you think about me? What it is, pride. You want to look good. He says, then you never come out of it. You went to the doctor, he's sitting there for 2 hours, doctor comes, doctor, I just came to say, I'm feeling very well. Alhamdulillah. I'm feeling very well, taking tell you, bhai, please move from here. I got more patients waiting. So he has says, most of the time, tell the Hazrat, I saw this dream, I saw that dream, and I saw this. But what are you doing behind the scenes? No, we're getting there, everything is okay. Everything is above board, we're just sailing along. So, yes, both we're going to say. What's good, what's bad also. So we take hidayat and guidance. Number four, to take special care in making dhikr, very important. Especially istighfar, ulama say. When you make a normal dhikr, they say istighfar is such a dhikr of Allah that will keep your head above the water. Whatever gunas you're involved in right now, to the barakat of istighfar, Allah will not allow you to sink. So slowly you will come out of it. Slowly you will come out of it. So continue istighfar, 100 times istighfar. And on Thursdays we say, make whole day istighfar on the day of Thursday, preparing for Jumu'ah. Whole day make istighfar for the whole week. Number five, to keep far away from the causes of sin, physically and with the heart, that is all attractive forms. Stay away from it. Whatever attracts the eye, stay away. To the extent, as it told us also, train your eye to not even look at halal attractions. Train your eye and you look at halal attractions. You got an eye for cars. Sometime you get off the car, you see that. Don't look at it. The pleasure of Allah. Allah won't look at it. You have an eye for watches. You have an eye for whatever. Guns. And hobbies. Sometime just deprive yourself. Train the eye not to look at halal also. Even at menus also. That we saw a menu. Next week we'll order from this menu. When menu came there, don't look at it. Train the eye, get the heart of halal things also. Allah Ta'ala will get you off haram things. Allah will give you the himmat and strengthen your heart. This doesn't refer to the wife number here. That is reward for that. Smiling at her, smiling at parents, etc. That's halal, jaiz, and that's sawab for that. And for the wife also to smile at the husband, to smile at the children. That's sawab, is reward for that. And sixthly, to continuously go in the company of the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and to reform oneself by them. So we go in the company, we go out in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we see the amal of the brothers in our jamaat, we go in the company of the sheikh, and by staying in the company slowly, the enjoyment of the haram will come out from the heart. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله. فلو أحس نور في إيمانهم يلا نور في تقواهم يلا نور في محبة يلا أوم يلا سيبس أول أبو نيوز في السن والظلمات darkness أوم كريم رحيم الله سيبس the darkness of the قبر إلى grandest نور in the grave وكريم رحيم الله أوم كريم رحيم الله give us توفيق أوم يلا to purify our hearts keep it clean أوم يلا like how we love our homes to be so clean. Our cars are detailed, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Detail our hearts, O Mahi Allah. Allah, purify our hearts and our minds and our tongues, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make your obedience easy for us. Bless our families, our children with pure iman, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us in iman and take us in iman. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillah. Subhana. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.